from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's over. Snowmobile trails in the region are closed and very unlikely to reopen before next season. District 14 president for the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, Gilbert Fortin, says the district from Temagami to Iroquois Falls and Timmins isn't expected to get enough snow or cold weather to get the trails back into shape.
Unless you want to buy a lot of parts and make local dealers happy, go ahead and wreck your machine, as long as it's not on OFSC trails, because officially those trails are not available right now, and it would be kind of illegal to stay on there.
Fortin takes solace in the 8 weeks of sledding we did get this year. The record low is 2010, when there were only 7 weeks. Meanwhile, to the north and west of here, Northern Corridor Zunod, which oversees District 15 snowmobile trails, isn't ready to give up. All trails are red or unavailable due to the mild temperatures, but District Manager Pam Boutelier says the group hopes there is still one more blast of snow. There's just one patch of yellow or limited availability trails from Horn Payne and Highway 631 through to Geraldton. Consult the OFSC's interactive trail guide for further information. When Mother Nature calls the shots, her word is final. She decided that snowmobile oval racing on Cochrane's Lake Commando should not go ahead this weekend after all. The Polar Bear Cup was up for grabs, but organizer Dan Girard says the shoreline is melting due to rain and runoff from the street, so the ice surface is not safe for racers or spectators. He and his committee are not Mother Nature's biggest fans right about now.
Not really. I think we'd rather have somebody else. Give us an early summer so we can go boating and camping.
Girard and his crew vow to be back next year for the sixth version of the Oval Races. The countdown is on to the 2024 Nova Business Awards Gala, May 9th at the McIntyre Arena. The Timmins Chamber of Commerce delivered the good news today to 45 finalists in 15 awards categories. They make the cut from almost 200 nominations. The theme for the gala this year is cooking and baking. Chamber Manager of Business Services Carmen Swartz says it represents putting together all the ingredients for a successful business. She says this year's event has been 22 years in the baking.
We definitely love to use puns for it. It keeps it exciting for those in attendance. And I mean, who doesn't want to write a press release full of puns, right?
Cutting boards delivered to finalists were engraved by Typo Press, which got one back as a finalist itself. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.